agreed and has completed a transaction to acquire Amiga. And it is a wonderful opportunity for Gateway 2000. And we hope that for the world of Amiga, it turns out to be just as rewarding. I would like to say on rumors of this meeting today, the U.S. Share price of Gateway 2000 rose $7.50 yesterday. So. I thought what I'd do, though, is spend a few minutes talking about Gateway, so, because I think we're going to all become friends going forward, and I think it's important for you to understand who we are as a company and hopefully gain some confidence in the kind of organization that that Petro and the Amiga people have chosen to associate themselves with. Because in some ways we are as deeply embedded in the culture of computing as Amiga and its predecessors in Commodore all the way back into the 70s when these ideas were being founded and being built with little cassette tapes on desktops all over the world. Gateway was founded by a man named Ted Waite, his partner Mike Hammond, and his brother in 1985 in the American city of Sioux City, Iowa. Sioux City is a city of about 100,000 people that at the time was the last vestige of the great American cattle industry. It was a deteriorating place of stockyards. You may remember, those of you who are at least my age, the characterization of American industry in the late 70s and the early 80s as being in the tank, unable to compete, and filled with what they call the Rust Bowl. Well, Sioux City was certainly one of the capitals of the Rust Bowl. Ted borrowed $10,000. Actually, the truth is he borrowed $15,000 from his grandmother in order to borrow $10,000 from a bank. His grandmother put up a $15,000 CD to guarantee a $10,000 loan and went into business supporting Texas Instruments' efforts to distribute PCs in the Midwest. Very shortly thereafter, Texas Instruments decided to exit the PC business, and Ted was offered an opportunity to convert a lot of Texas Instruments' warranties to cash, and he used that money to buy some chips from a weak U.S. chip manufacturer called Intel that was launching a new product called the 386. And assembled those computers in the early days, Ted, Mike, his sister, everybody, by hand, and offered them for sale through magazines. I will tell you something that, according to the historical research we've done, in that year there were 700 direct mail PC companies in the United States. All the value, with the exception of this one out of Austin, I can never think of one out of this dull Dell company. So sum up all the value of all the other companies put together does not equal our revenues in the 1996 fiscal year. Because Ted did something from the very beginning that was a revolution in the PC business. He built the products from the customer in rather from the technology out. And from the very beginning, we were founded on the idea that we wanted to be the leading market of personal computer products in the world. I mean, you can't imagine what it would be like to be in a little town in the middle of nowhere and say, and Ted is kind of a ponytail, he was 23, and he says, I'm going to be the leading manufacturer of personal computer products in the world. This would be sort of a laughable statement I would get if I was to say I'm going to Hollywood and become a star. It wasn't likely, and yet we believe it's actually taking place. It's happening because of what we think about ourselves as an organization, how we run the business. We are perhaps the flattest large corporation in the world. There's about 10,000 people in the world of Gateway today, and there's one chairman, Ted, there's a president, Rick Snyder, there's about seven senior vice presidents, there's a dozen or so vice presidents, and then there's everybody else. We run the business in such a way that everybody's sharing a common set of values about the relationship we want to have with the customers and each other, prohibits the need or eliminates the need for a lot of supervisors, for a lot of people running around telling other people what to do. And as a result, we remain very flat relative to our market size, and as a result, we remain very profitable, and we remain able to move in an organization as large as we are against the speed of technology. When P2 was launched on Tuesday of last week. By the time Intel finished the announcement, we sold 1,300 systems. When MMX went on sale in January, at a 9 o'clock press conference, Intel announced, we announced at 10 o'clock that we were shipping MMX. We are able to respond very, very quickly to emerging market expectations, emerging technology, emerging human resources expectation, and emerging opportunities like the opportunity represented by the Amiga opportunity. We believe in respect, caring, teamwork. We believe in common sense. We believe in aggressiveness. We believe in honesty. We believe in efficiency. And we believe in having fun. I've noticed that at least on the last one, we share something with the Amiga world right out of the box. This is a technology that's about not just working with computers, but having fun with computers, making computers make a difference in people's lives. Our market position, we use the phrase Silicon Prairie to describe ourselves, because what we're interested in doing is making technologies more accessible to the ordinary needs of ordinary people. Sometimes I like to say that what our business really is taking extraordinary technologies and making them do very ordinary things so that people can do more and more and more better things with their lives. Our mission as a company is to profitably grow our business faster than our competition by better understanding and serving the desires of our customers and marketing high-value products directly to our customers. And there is no company in the world that fits this mission better than Amiga. And quite frankly, there's no company in the world that we are more happy to partner with and to become next to than Amiga. We are, as you may be aware, a global company now. We have manufacturing in the U.S., in Sioux City, Sioux Falls, Hampton, Virginia. We have a large marketing center in Kansas City. We have a manufacturing facility, a very large manufacturing facility in Ireland. We have manufacturing now in Malacca, Malaysia. We have a very large operation now in Tokyo. In fact, Asahi Shinbu recently wrote that Gateway is the fastest corporate startup in the history of Japan. We grew 389% our first year, and from zero grossed $250 million. In fact, last week on the launch of P2, I think our Japanese people were ecstatic. Sales in Japan on May the 8th exceeded the sales of Gateway throughout all of Europe. We are a desktop and a portable manufacturer. We are probably now leading the U.S. in terms of desktop sales to various kinds of categories of the home market. Nielsen and IDC just announced that we are now the number one brand in the U.S. for brand loyalty. We just passed Apple, and we have now moved back into the top tier in service and delivery. We are also an innovator. We invented and launched the PCTV last year with our Destination line. This is a product that puts the tuner on the motherboard and converts very large VGAs into functional televisions while retaining all the capacity of computing. We are the time-to-market value leader in new technologies as well as product innovations that serve the customer's needs. We currently have just under 8% of the U.S. desktop market, $5 million in revenue last year, 1.9 million units last year, a 43% increase on year-on-year. And I just saw the numbers for the first quarter, 1997, where we grew in the home market 55% and the corporate and enterprise market 25%, 26%. Our profits last year were $251 million, that's rounded. We have a little over $500 million in the bank. And we have a total last year of about $800 million in non-U.S. sales, and we expect to exceed that number by a very large percentage this year. It wasn't hard for us to decide to talk to Amiga and talk about Amiga, because one of the bedrocks of the Gateway customer relationship has always been being next to the people who are the most enthusiastic users in the world. Gateway's marketing strategy, and I can speak to this with some knowledge, I will have difficulty answering technology questions, but I do understand what our consumers are looking for, is to first sell through in any country we enter into to the what we call the enthusiasts, people who are given to using computers as a part of their life on a daily basis, people for whom being involved in the computer world is a part of their self-esteem. People for whom computers are have become a natural part of what it means to be alive today. Once we have established ourselves and responded to a country's needs in that category, we then begin to look at opportunities in the generalized consumer market or the enterprise market, the corporate market, the institutional markets. But the cornerstone of the company has always been and will remain relationships with enthusiasts. And another point of similarity is, and I can tell you we've gotten thousands of letters from Amiga enthusiasts that run the gamut from, oh boy, are we glad you guys got it, to, oh boy, if you screw this up, I will kill you. We completed the transaction through the German bankruptcy court. It has now been approved by the German Regulatory Council. We are not disclosing terms of the transaction, but I would like you to know the transaction is completed. Amiga will now be known by its parent corporate name. The parent corporate name of Amiga will be Amiga International, which will be listed as a wholly owned subsidiary of Gateway. It will continue to run as an autonomous company providing services, products, and developments to the Amiga community. We acquired all the assets of Amiga, and that included the inventory, the trademarks, the operating system, the hardware designs, the intellectual property. But what we really acquired, what we found we acquired, I think what we were surprised we acquired was the world of Amiga. And I spent a lot of time studying this, so I want to take a minute just to say something. It is clear that without new people, we would have had nothing to acquire. So the first obligation of Gateway 2000 is to say thank you. It is the Amiga community that has kept this brand and this OS and this product line and this concept alive. Without the support of strong corporate financial backing, without the support of a wildly competitive advertising scheme, and without a lot of things, it is the belief in the OS and the belief in the value of these products in the world of computing that has kept this product alive. So Gateway 2000 would like to say thank you guys very much, because without you, there'd be no Amiga. Before I turn it over to Petro, I'd like to introduce my two colleagues here. They'll be here all the next couple of days. We'll be happy to talk to you. Steve Johns is our head of corporate development. Just stand up, Steve, so they can see you.
I'm the one who received all the thousands and thousands. So if I haven't gotten back to you, don't worry. We're working on it, okay?
And Keith Braddock, who is also part of the corporate development department and has been the lead guy in handling the details of the acquisition. So on behalf of Gateway 2000, again, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's a special pleasure to introduce my new friend, Petro.
Thank you, Jim. I know already our two goals for Amiga. All the figures have been presented. This is our next goal. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, I'm looking around here and I see a lot of people which I know. People who have long experience with the Amiga and people which supported Amiga and support today as well. It is nice for me to see that the Amiga platform is gifted by a community of competent people. These strengths are going to be of critical importance for the success of the plans of Amiga International, which I'm going to explain to you later. Anyway, I'm very happy to see you, and I would like to welcome you to this press event. I believe there's a bright future for Amiga International, a bright future for all of us. Let me explain a few details of importance so that you can have a better understanding of what has happened to Amiga since the old Commodore days. ESCOM acquired Amiga in April 1995. During this time, an effort was made to revitalize the Amiga market. However, ESCOM went into financial difficulties and filed for bankruptcy on 15th of July 1996. During this time, an effort was made to develop products, but due to financial difficulties, there has not been any significant amount of new products developed by Amiga over the past couple of years. That are facts. Since filing for bankruptcy, we have been trying to keep the marketplace alive through inventory sales by the trust. However, it has truly been the Amiga community that has kept Amiga alive through the development of product based on newer technology and software applications development. Now that Amiga is owned by a successful company, Gateway 2000, there is a bright future. Gateway 2000, we just learned and we know, is a solid and well-established company in the computer industry. Gateway 2000 has been consistently been honored with awards for products and service. Gateway 2000 is a right partner to give Amiga new life and energy for the future. Amiga International was formed as a US-based company in March 1997 to acquire the assets of Amiga Technology GmbH. Amiga International will operate, as Jim already mentioned, as a wholly owned subsidiary of Gateway 2000. Over the past month, we have been very busy finalizing the acquisition together with Steve and Keith, performing due diligence, setting up operations in Germany, and communicating with you gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the Amiga community. We have a new office in London, next to the Frankfurt Airport, and I'm happy to report to you that we are operational again. In London, we have three people handling sales, marketing, and general administration. We will be running in the beginning of June. Since early April, we have four employees in Braunschweig that are taking care of logistics and warehousing, order processing and customer support, and you may be noticed this already, internet support as well, as technical service. Finally, we are in the process to identifying an individual to manage new product development, which is so important, and R&D. What are we going to concentrate on? We have to implement our strategy. First, supporting the existing Amiga community. Second, leveraging the existing Amiga technology through broad licensing. Third, assisting in developing new products based on open standards to the home computer and video graphic market. Ladies and gentlemen, how will we support the community that has kept Amiga alive? Through conventions, press conferences, via the internet, meetings, and all useful initiatives coming from the Amiga community. I have already been to conventions in Germany and in Sweden and will entertain any suggestions. Continuing, of course, to sell to the distributor network which is existing and which has supported the Amiga. Working together with developers through concepts such as the Open Amiga Initiative that is being formed with the support of many of prominent names in the Amiga group. The basic of success in this project is to work together with partners and to define a common path of development. The Amiga market cannot afford a split, ladies and gentlemen. We must go together into one direction. For us to keep the market alive, it's necessary to assist many companies in developing products through broad licensing. Our licensing policy will be very open, broad, and focused on licensing the standard OS, chipsets, and trademarks. Also, licensing will allow the Amiga to be spread to many different embedded applications and fields, such as medical solutions, military applications, fitness equipment, irrigation systems, and kiosk terminals. Of course, we are looking for new partners through licensing and focused R&D managed by Amiga International. We plan to assist the marketplace in developing new products for the Amiga. We are currently exploring many of the possible new products that have been suggested, including such things as operating system, upgrade, and new hardware platform. We would like to keep the procedure not complicated, but as simple as possible. Simple as myself. We need to talk with technology companies from the Amiga business and exchange know-how. It's very important. It is also important that we explore an open Amiga platform, use industry standard components to make it cheaper to produce, faster to develop, and easier to upgrade. These things, ladies and gentlemen, need to happen very quickly, but in a very managed fashion. With this strategy and the support of the Amiga community and Gateway 2000, we are convinced there is a bright future for the Amiga. That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our presentation for today. Jim Taylor and myself are now ready for questions and answers, and we hope that tomorrow you all enjoy the fair and visit our booth. Thank you very much.